A former chairman of the National Media Commission, Cabral Blay Amihe, has attributed the recent abuse of media platforms to the lack of a clear-cut national policy to regulate the media. He said a broadcasting bill before Parliament must be speeded up to provide professional guidelines for media practice. He said the issue of politicians owning media houses in the country must be addressed since they are unprofessional interferences in the operations of the media is fueling hate speech in Ghana. Mr. Blay Amihe was speaking at a forum in Accra organized by the Media Foundation for West Africa. Jonathan Thompson reports.
The forum comes on the heels of recent intemperate language by panelists on a discussion program on a local station against some judges in the country. Mr. Cabral Blay Amihe said ownership of media houses by politicians does not augur well for professional practice since the owners tend to dictate how things are run and use their media platforms to propagate their own agenda. He said it is rather unfortunate that young media professionals of today eschew decorum and respect for elders while commenting or writing articles. He called on bodies like the NMC, GGA, GIBA and PRIMPAC to step up their regulatory powers to sanitize the media field, especially in this political season. He also called for the speedy passage of the broadcasting bill, which he described as the answer to media irresponsibility in the country. Recounting the causes of genocide and atrocities in Rwanda, the executive secretary of the Rwanda Media Commission, Emmanuel Mugisha, said Ghana should not take hate speech, whether in the media or on any political or social platform, for granted. Another media expert from Kenya, Henry Maina, said media organizations must be run by trained professionals and not left in the hands of politicians or business owners. He said the public need to be educated on how to analyze messages they receive from the media in order not to swallow everything hook, line, and sinker. Jonathan Thompson reports.